Welcome to Let's Get Social with me, Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer, Social Media Management and Strategy.
And me, Eimear Duffy of Fit Social Media, your social media personal trainer.
So if you are confused about social media,
or not sure what channels to use, well, we've got you covered, so
let's get social. So you've gone quiet, Eimear.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get social on social media.
I can see that, yeah. Flicking through your
you
phone.
See, I thought that would be quite a good joke for a change.
But Eimear, you forgot, we're on the radio. No one can see you flicking through your mobile.
Okay, fair enough. You got
Sorry,
me.
Ladies and gentlemen. You know, Eimear is still trying to get up to speed with getting social.
Go on, you're a great one for the jokes. Go on.
Oh, but well, before I tell you my joke, you know, I've had a bit of an epiphany since the Christmas is long forgotten. I came across this fitness app called MyFitnessPal. I definitely recommend everybody to use it as a way to lose weight, track their fitness goals, etc. And we might decide going forward to give our audience new tools and apps as we go forward. But yes, I do have a
Is this
joke.
Because people have been telling you
I've been getting certain looks. I've been getting sort of looks.
You've had to come up with something else. Yeah.
Yes. So we might hang our hat on that. But yes, no, I have a fabulous joke for you today, Eimear.
Go on.
How many social media managers does it take to change a light bulb?
I know I'm going to regret to ask this, but I will play along. I don't know.
It does indeed change in Eimear. It's just in dark mode.
And I do keep saying every time, keep the day job.
Yeah, they are brutal, aren't they, these jokes? Mm-hmm. But I think someone might laugh, potentially. You never know.
So, what are we going to talk about today, Mr. Twyford?
Well, I believe we're talking about the channel of the moment for businesses, LinkedIn.
Yeah. Now, LinkedIn has been around a little while. Do you remember we had done a little quiz when we started out and we were talking about when each of the social media platforms evolved?
Back in show one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So Maybe people can go back and have a little listen to that quiz and me putting Philip on the hotspot, so to speak. So have you an idea when LinkedIn actually evolved?
I do. It was 2003.
Well done. I'm not going to ask you when the rest come up because I know you've forgotten.
Yeah, unfortunately, the grey hair and the grey cells are both going. So, hey.
Ah, sure. Well, you know, you are getting on a bit there, aren't you? So it officially launched in 2003. LinkedIn has grown in quite a short, phenomenal time and has amassed quite a big following. And it seems to be focused on a certain demographic, as in it's not where you put up pictures of cheesecake and things like that.
So your favourite topic of cooking and cakes and bakes just wouldn't fly, really.
No.
But it really is a channel that, from a business perspective, where you want to go, if you're looking to get professional and you're trying to kind of create maybe some very deep relationships with kind of, you know, highly focused professional business people, LinkedIn is definitely a channel, if you're in the business-to-business niche, that you should be going to look at.
Yeah, so people would ask me, what is LinkedIn? And LinkedIn is a social network, which it is, specifically designed for career and business professionals, that's a long word, isn't it, to connect. So LinkedIn boasts over 660 million users in more than 200 countries and territories growing. And over 65 million professionals use LinkedIn to develop their careers and businesses. The site has some advertising, but it's not as intrusive as other networking sites such as Facebook.
Yeah, like I think a couple of years ago, LinkedIn did go through a bit of a dip. You know, people were sort of complaining that it was kind of falling behind, I suppose, the innovations that, say, particularly Instagram and Facebook and maybe Twitter to a certain extent. But LinkedIn has started to really kind of create innovations with, you know, the ability to connect with different people, the search capability. Mm-hmm. It has become, I think, more now than just what it used to be, where you might put your CV up. You know, it's become a real active platform.
Yeah, I think when I started on it, I saw it as a digital CV.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
So definitely, you know, we would be saying if you are a business-to-business company, definitely LinkedIn is a place that you should be getting involved in because there's huge potential.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose one of the core kind of things that we wanted to give you initially is, you know, maybe kind of why use LinkedIn as a business. I suppose I'll kick this one off, Eimear.
Sure.
I suppose your personal profile, like certainly, you know, as myself and Eimear have always said on these shows, while social media is fantastic, people still do business with people. And, you know, LinkedIn gives you that ability to really showcase your profile, you know, what your expertise is, what solutions you can offer to people's problems. And also, I suppose, give people an insight into your ethos from a business perspective.
There's nothing worse than going on to a LinkedIn profile and seeing nobody's head, face, whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's the critical mistake that people
and then
make,
behind that, your header and it's blank as well.
Yeah,
it's not very engaging, and it kind of might worry you, should I connect with this person or not connect with this person, you know?
Well, that's it, you know, and I suppose if you are trying to be found for a particular skill, or even you are looking to be headhunted, you know, making sure that that profile is professional looking and fully complete from a keyword perspective is very much a must. Like company pages, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm not a massive fan of company pages, but for some companies they do prove to be useful, and it does once again allow you to showcase to your customers and potential customers that as a business you have an authoritative kind of position in a particular niche. You do and can develop what are known as showcase pages for maybe particular solutions that you can offer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can obviously, you know, engage and put up expertise posts from a company point of view that can be shared out by individual members of your team or by yourself.
Yeah, because if you have your team or your staff showcasing your company posts, it shows that they're advocates and they're, you know, behind, you know, really behind going forward on LinkedIn, and they're enthusiastic, and shows that they're, you know, like it's a great company to work for if they're happy showcasing the company.
Exactly, yeah. And I suppose that is a big thing for a lot of companies now. We hear all about, say, you know, great places to work.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can get your team behind you from
is
a LinkedIn.
A great place to work.
Certainly, yeah. I'm enjoying every minute at the moment, you know. So I get to work with people like you, Emer, you know. So, I suppose before I hand over to you, some other kind of areas, you know, it is obviously a great place as a business to source and maybe engage with potential new talent,
mm-hmm.
and also to maybe connect with potential new customers using that highly advanced Boolean search function that you have on LinkedIn. So, other kind of areas you would suggest?
Well, I mean, I'm all for saying that you need to have some sort of a link from your, you know, your company page anyway to show that you have a website.
Yeah.
You know, because where are you going to send the traffic?
Well, that's it. You don't want to be building it just on the rented land, as we would have said in previous occasions.
So as with any social media network, it can be used to deliver traffic to your website and any landing pages you've created. So you might say you don't have a full website. You might just have a blog or just a landing page. You need to sort of drive your traffic to say what else you have to offer. A great LinkedIn company page is an outlet that can help engage shareable content like your blogs and your posts that your target audience will find relevant and beneficial, and then they'll get to know what you're doing, get to like what you're doing, and maybe trust you enough to buy from you.
Exactly. And like certainly, you know, with any of the sort of the posts that you might be putting on maybe your personal profile or even your company page, you know, maybe test some of the using trackable links. Like there is a big debate about using links on LinkedIn. Does it decrease maybe a potential post? But at the end of the day, test everything. You know, if you're finding people are coming from your LinkedIn posts back to your website, well, then you're onto something, you know. So.
True. And you're also thinking, I always say edutain. So you're going to educate and nurture those potential clients, maybe. LinkedIn is superb at educating potential clients, from talking about your products and services to driving business engagement through thought leadership articles. You know, I do write the odd article. I'm not I'm no Shakespeare. I can't write, you know.
Not many of us are.
No. But I think, you know, to the point and something that will kind of get the audience to say, right, well, I find that very interesting. They seem to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then it also improves your brand's credibility, because you are a B2B business. You know, your focus is you want people to see you as the expert in that field, and by keeping them on LinkedIn and then seeing on your company page, you'd also see the staff that would be linked to that.
Yeah.
And it kind of just solidifies, you know, your field and the type of customer that you want to engage with.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, and I think it's, I think it, that that's the key thing is that, you know, always kind of remaining in that professional kind of mindset, because we did notice, I'm sure you saw them before, Emer, you know, maybe about a year, year and a half ago, there was some creepage, I suppose. I don't even know, is that a word? Creepage? Maybe creeping in to
now,
the...
Now you're worrying me.
I know. Anyone got a dictionary? Creepage, is that a word?
we'll have to go
but,
check.
But you'd kind of see on maybe the news feed on LinkedIn that there was sort of posts that looked more like they should be on Facebook.
Mm.
But it was interesting, you'd notice in the comments that there was kind of business people who were actually commenting on saying, listen, you know, this is a business platform. Why are you posting this nonsense, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it, you could certainly see then people were rallying in behind those comments saying, yeah, I totally agree with what John is saying.
And you can have a sense of humour, but don't go
overboard. Yeah. Like, there's very definite things that you put on LinkedIn and then there's definite things you'd put on a Facebook. And it's just to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
I suppose there is very much, following on from that, there is this whole thing of LinkedIn etiquette because we would see things that you should do but also that you don't.
Exactly, yeah.
I'll be the good cop. It's great. I get to be the good person today.
I just know it's going your way today, isn't it? It really is. I think I'll just leave. Will
I don't know. Well, I'm going to give the do's.
Okay, and I'll do the don'ts.
Yeah, exactly. So, a first one is that I always kind of practice is responding quickly. Like if someone has made the effort to engage and reach out to you, you know, be courteous. Don't leave them hanging for days and days. You know, even if you feel that maybe they don't have what you're looking for or they might not be in the area that you're looking to get into, be courteous, professional, respond quickly.
Okay.
Having the proper profile photo, as you mentioned. No one wants to see an egg.
No.
We want to get involved.
And when you're, position your photograph where you can actually see your face, not too far away.
Yeah.
You know, not too close either.
Exactly.
You know. So far, Philip, we have been linking. No, I'm only joking.
No.
We've been talking about LinkedIn.
We have, yes.
So we're on about what is LinkedIn, why be on LinkedIn, and we were covering about posting, and we had started delving into the do's.
Exactly. So I think we're going to continue on there. I'll keep
sharing
the do's, as they say. Obviously, the last one, if you missed it, was obviously have the proper profile photo because I suppose people do want to do business with people, and you know, even if you have a profile photo, it should be a good headshot.
Yeah,
you know, you see so many with people wearing sunglasses or they're lying by the pool on holidays and you're kind of going,
or they have something that they think they're 29 and their hair is a lot darker
and they're bald or grey, you know, or both.
I'm saying nothing.
So always remember, you know, this is a professional channel.
Yep.
So make sure that the profile photo is reflective of your personal brand.
And what you do, you know.
Exactly. So. Absolutely. Like connection requests, like obviously LinkedIn is very much based around, to a certain extent, generating and developing relationships with new connections. And obviously you're reaching out to potential strangers to say, listen, I'd love to connect with you. You know, there's a potential interest and why. Don't just send the automated generic, I'd like to connect with you, you know, and not give any reason. Because I know if I get connection requests like that where someone hasn't made the effort as to, Philip, I love what you're doing. I think there could be a synergy between us. I won't connect with them.
Okay.
Because I suppose something that you have to be, I suppose, careful about is that if you send too many of those generic connection requests, you could be flagged for spam. And then you get in trouble with LinkedIn, you know.
Or the salesy one.
Exactly. Well, that's a big no-no, which you'll talk about when we get to the dance.
I have had ones saying, would you like help with your social media?
Really?
Yeah.
And they haven't even kind of looked at your...
They felt like I said, maybe I should.
No, you have a wonderful profile. Check out Emer's profile on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn.
Always be professional. Like, I know it sounds common sense, but, you know, we would have experience from dealing with people or even looking at their profiles that you're kind of going, this is bonkers. You know, how is that professional with some of the things that
you can't tell social media jokes on LinkedIn, you know that?
And I never do.
That's okay.
Never do.
That's okay.
Build relationships. That's what LinkedIn is all about. It's about building relationships. It's not about, say, get connected and a quick sell. That's a real no-no, and I know you'll talk about that. It's about building relationships. How can you bring value to the community? And I suppose to a certain extent, post regularly. Now, what does posting regularly mean? You know, it's regularly from the point of view that is quality over quantity.
Yeah.
You know, if you can post once or twice a week and it's high quality stuff, perfect. If you can post five times a week and it's quality,
yes,
brilliant. But I suppose don't just kind of post and then leave it for a month, etc. You know, try and be active, because when you're active, that helps the audience.
And then, of course, comment on other people's posts, you know, and engage.
Because very much so.
That is very much focus on, yeah, on building your relationships. So if you can't post something that you feel, repost somebody else's maybe.
Yeah.
Share it out and maybe make a comment, yeah, to show your interest. And that's, I think, that's a nice way of going forward, you, yeah, know, with, yeah, LinkedIn.
Of course, we have the don'ts now.
Okay, I'm putting on my bag. Don't spend, well, we were saying, don't send spammy messages to your connections. So there's nothing worse than being sent something, yeah, and you just go, this is, are they serious?
Yeah. You know. And we've all been there. We've received them all.
You know, yeah. So. And again, don't send generic connection requests. Do not sell, as I said earlier, because you would just go, oh, they're not interested in connecting me. They just want to sell to me,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And don't add connections automatically to your email list,
yeah,
because that's a no-no.
Yeah, and especially in the whole area of GDPR to a certain extent. But
oh,
people,
yeah,
will get angry, you know.
Yeah, they're going, where did you get my email,
exactly,
address?
Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
So once again, be professional about it.
Yeah, and don't ask connections who are not as familiar with you to endorse or recommend you. So, Philip, is it okay if I ask you to endorse me? I can,
no,
ask you.
You can ask me, because I know what you're about, Emer.
Do you?
I do.
Where, you know, I wouldn't go up to somebody I didn't know and ask them in a bar, here you go, listen, would you endorse me for this, that and the other?
Yeah.
You don't do things like that. So don't do it on LinkedIn.
Exactly. You know? And I always kind of feel, you know, sometimes go with your gut. If it doesn't feel right, you know, listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't go for it, you know, as such. Like, I think another element, and we've always kind of talked about this in the previous shows, which obviously you can catch on the Let's Get Social podcast, which is up on Podbean, Spotify and iTunes, is optimization.
And that's the word I love,
yeah,
you know.
And LinkedIn is no different, is it, Emer?
No. And if anybody's not sure what the word optimize means, it means, you know, getting it all set up correctly and making it look really well. So like when you land on anyone's LinkedIn profile, it should look as well as it can.
Yeah.
And my number one tip is make sure yours look well before you get out there and connect with other people. So what should you have on your LinkedIn account? And I always say is, first of all, is your profile image, we talked about, and then your cover image, which is real estate. So
yeah,
you could be putting up something on it to guide people to say what you do or how you can help them, you know?
Yeah. Very much like in the vein of, say, Twitter or Facebook, the headers.
Yes.
It's the same scenario.
Yes. But they're differently sized.
Yes.
You know? So there's a great software, free software out there called Canva. You can go in and size up your images in Canva for a LinkedIn header. So pop over there, canva.com. Make sure your vanity URL has no numbers in it. So have your name in there instead of the numbers. So when you set up,
yep,
in a LinkedIn account, you are given a stream of numbers in the URL. Go in there and you can edit that in your settings. As I said, you know, your name and your surname, have that up there. That would be under your image so people can see who you are.
Yep.
And then your headline, under your head, which is under your name. And you have about 120 characters or less to entice readers to click your profile, to learn more about you, your experience, and your background. So,
and that's critical, Emer, because,
oh, yeah,
like in yours, obviously, you've got things like Twitter expert, radio host, podcaster, etc. So they're keywords that if,
yeah,
people are put in a search looking for someone maybe with those skill sets.
Exactly, yeah.
You may pop up, you know.
Yeah, you need something to sort of say, right, if I wanted to be found, what would I want to be found under?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you want to go on and you have an about section. And also you've got things like you want to put in like your current position, where you're located, your industry or business that you're in, and how you can be contacted.
Yeah.
So.
And also as well, which really kind of elevates your profile, is that if you have any sort of, you know, PowerPoint documents, JPEGs of graphics that maybe illustrate a service, if you have video that you have up on YouTube, you can upload and embed those onto your profile. So
yeah,
once again, you can.
I'm still trying to get in front of the video camera. So
we'll get you there. 2020 is going to be your year for
video.
Go
check out my LinkedIn. I have no video on it.
I have a few documents up there and lots of video. Because I'm an egomaniac.
Oh, you love the camera. The camera loves you. Yeah, but also then, you know, we were talking about the about section. Like, you want to have your experience section filled in as well and your education section. So you might actually be able to connect with somebody that you might have been in school with maybe or college, you know. Yeah. Anything that you have a qualification in. So if you have any licenses or certificates. And also another area that people don't see as important, but I think it's really important, is have you done any volunteering? Were you in the Scouts?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you in the Scouts?
I was in the Scouts.
Oh.
Dib, dib.
Oh, don't die. And have you helped maybe with, you know, some sort of school projects or, you know, something to show that you're an all-rounder, you know?
Yeah, if you've got interest maybe outside of your natural business, which could affiliate you with other people who might have a rapport on the same level.
Exactly. Your interests, it's another area. You know, if you want to show people that, you know, you aren't just a work person,
yes,
you actually have another side to you.
Exactly.
So it's giving people a little bit of an overall picture about you.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice if you can keep tweaking it,
yep,
and updating it. So if you've got a new role or you have won an award maybe, yep, or, you know, got that another string to your bow with another certificate or...
put it on your profile.
Yeah, put everything on it. That is, you feel that will guide people, the journey you've been on and where you're going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, I totally agree. I think, I suppose, when you're getting down to, say, the content side and some of the things that maybe you might like to post on your profile, I suppose one of the things that you could potentially is share insights and tips and updates with a relevant image or video. Like, I've done that myself with my videos, sharing a bit of thought expertise on a particular topic related to social media. And they've always gained real traction.
Posting things that are going to engage your audience to say, well, they seem to be on top of that industry and where they are, you know, that way.
Exactly.
Latest research and trends in your industry. So if there is, you know, what we do in social media, we want to show that we're aware that there's been a new tweak with maybe Twitter or with Instagram.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A great one for companies especially is behind the scenes of your company. Introducing team members, another great way just to bring the whole team to the fore.
Yeah. And again, that word video keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Or presentations that you find useful and you feel your community would find interesting, post them.
Exactly. So we hope you enjoyed today's show on LinkedIn. It's just, I suppose, our first show on LinkedIn where we're kind of delving in. No doubt we'll have more coming down in the season.
And our next show, we might have something even more interesting.
Exactly.
I have a surprise for you.
Yeah, so stay tuned. So I've been Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer, Social Media Manager and Strategy.
Until next time, I'm Emer Duffy of Fit Social Media, your social media personal trainer.
And we will see you again soon. And don't forget the podcast, the Let's Get Social Show podcast.
Yes, do tune in.